Sorry.
Hello, it's a Dipso cast.
This is the Dipso cast. We've come out especially to record our drunken thoughts. Why not?
We just don't do
them. Pleasant. A pleasant October evening.
Yeah. It's very, very hot, and I was just asked if I was a snob. Which, I haven't been asked such a question since I was at least 12.
You were asked if you were a snob whilst at the bar.
Yes.
Whilst I was being served at the bar, and being generally ignored, I was male, a woman came up next to me and fessed herself against me. And I have to say, and I'm slightly ashamed of it, but being reasonably drunk, my hand slipped into a position that a gentleman's hands should not slip into. Suffice it to say, this woman whose face I never actually saw, who was next to me at the bar...
Yes.
I was more intimate with her than some dates that I've actually had in the past.
Yeah, she was a ghastly, ghastly woman.
Yes. I mean, I'm actually quite glad I didn't see her face. It A tells you the type of woman she is, and B, Martin tells you how pleased I am to not see her at all.
Yes, I mean, she did speak to me, but I have to confess, I didn't actually note her face. It was merely a blur from a distance, even though that distance was only a foot away.
But she wasn't the one that asked you if you were a snob.
Was it not?
No, right. That was a horrible, ghastly brunette. It was a fine, firm buttocks blonde that I was groping.
So we're not being misogynistic. That's good. I'm glad we're not doing that. The lady who asked me if I was a snob.
You know, given how much they charged me for this smirn of ice that you ordered, and well, that doesn't even seem that chilled, a bit of buttock fondling is the least I would expect.
Well, I did at one point say, let's go for the wicked, but by that point, the noise had got up, and frankly, I would have had to have projected in a way like a comedy character, which I know of, and it would have been inappropriate.
Well, but that's no problem. I mean, we are, to be fair, in the worst place in the world.
We are.
Which is the Roxy venue in the Silver Ridge.
Imagine one of those places from... A song from the 80s, maybe one that's done by old Beaky Nose himself. And imagine one of those places brought to life. The Copacabana, maybe. Or one of those others. Barry Manilow was a man who knew his horrors. And we are sitting in one now. We've spoken to you from one of these before, actually.
We've spoken to you from exactly this one.
Yes, yes.
Well, there were far fewer people.
Yes.
This is suddenly full now, and I don't...
Now, due to the heat wave, we are now surrounded by cunts of every variety. Big cunts, small cunts, some as big as your head cunts. Flick of the wrist cunts. Oh, dear.
If you actually dropped a bomb on this place, even with us two here, you'd still be doing the human race a favour. Just get rid of the entire thing.
Come friendly bums and fallen cunts. This is very sugary and very, very acidic, the thing I'm drinking, Smirnoff Ice.
Well, you ordered it.
That was the first thing I saw. You've got a choice when you come into a place like this. You can look at the hand pumps, which are full of ghastliness, or you can look at the fridges beyond, which are full of ghastliness. And the most ghastly thing you can do is go for the hand pump, I think. So you go for whatever's laying beyond.
You still ended up with something you didn't want.
But at least you can drink it slowly and then escape through the emergency exit, which presents itself by a man manhandling you out of the door. The last time we were here, I was preached at in the lavatory.
But you've spoken about this.
Yes, we have. But I have to put it in context with where we are now.
Yeah.
And that was where it was. Well, this was where it was.
do members of the gentry listen to such dubious podcasts as this?
I don't know, you see. I know a few of them listen to Gentleman's Review, and many of them don't listen to the other great podcasts like Dab and Tench.
Oh, now that is a good one.
Yes, that's good.
I have to say.
And this one?
If I listen to any podcast in the week, that's the one I listen to.
I'm glad to hear it. Where do you listen to such a podcast?
Through my ears.
Good place to listen to them. I find it better than the anus, which becomes clogged. Becomes clogged with Answer Me This.
Yeah, but only if you turn it up loud enough, it's tingly. You know, it's not a bad experience.
Tingly!
Tingly and vibrating.
Just like, Answer Me This, Answer Me This. What's tingling up my anus now? Answer Me This, Answer Me This. I think that's their song.
Until you've had the Dab and Tench vibrating up your wrong, and then
yes. Well, I've no idea what sort of quality this is, but I'm hoping you're enjoying it. Should we describe what we're seeing around us?
Oh, good God! Do you really want it?
We should.
I mean, we've had a good night.
Yes.
Well, I say good night. We watched a very good Who. The last of the season. We then watched some very good Family Guy. In the middle, I watched the worst film I've ever seen. Forced into it by Andy and Martin.
He don't like Con Air.
Con Air is wank. Lisa didn't want to watch it. Dill didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to watch it. And neither did Floss. And yet, these two outvoted 2-4. They made us watch this wet fart of a film. Oh God, I wanted to top myself after half an hour. It was dire.
Well, I think you'll find that Floss didn't want to watch it. In fact, she brought a signed copy in for us to look at. It was her DVD we were watching.
We watched it because it was on BBC Three and we couldn't be asked turning over, and you know full well that was okay.
Yes, we watched Doctor Who Confidential, which, as far as I know, is the final Doctor Who Confidential ever. But then again,
if I had a hat, I would take it off right now.
But I suddenly realised something.
Yeah.
The Christmas special.
Yeah.
Is generally included in the series, isn't it?
Next series, not this series. Next series.
So I would have thought that they would have at least made the Christmas special the very final Doctor Who Confidential. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but as you just put it out, that was colossally wrong. A wrong thing to think.
Really?
You should read DWM more like I do.
I don't know. I just read the BBC website, which said last ever.
And you see, that could have given you the clue.
Yes. But I would have thought that they would have at least done one for the Doctor Who Confidential in the
even though they'd said last ever.
Yeah.
Do you not see on how many levels you were wrong there?
But how do I trust these people? They've lied to me for years.
Well, that's the thing about the Moth. He does lie.
Yes.
That's how he's such a good writer.
Yes.
He does not tell you things. And when he does tell you things, he tells you wrong things. Yeah. Even when you think he's telling you wrong things, they're deliberately not wrong, but wrong, and yet not wrong.
No.
And also wrong, but right things.
Unlike Russell T. Davis, he used to also lie about things, but he also used to do exactly what you thought he was going to do anyway.
Yeah, and just have a big machine come in at the end and make everything right.
Yeah. Which old Moffat did kind of tonight, but with so much more
panache,
French word, so much more French word. Having never spoken French, I don't know, but he did it with that.
I mean, by rights, if they'd have actually had for at least a minute the words "Do you see" flashing up on the screen. As the finale was going on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have complained.
No. I still can't understand how time itself can't tell the difference between living matter and a robot. But then again, why should I?
Because the Doctor was there in that place at that time.
Yeah, but he wasn't
and shot at.
But he would have.
Yeah, but he knows.
Does he?
See? And he's the only one left that does know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. All the rest can fuck off.
That's fair enough then. I shall accept his decision on that. Yeah.
And if you don't, I'll beat you up.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we've got time for now.
Yeah, so after that, we'll explain the rationale for the end of season finale.
Yeah.
What can I say? It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. My fingers aren't working very well at the moment. So I'm going to just randomly stab at my phone screen and hope this turns off.
Ta-ta.
I'm going to pretend it... do that there.
It's gone off now,
isn't it? That's there we go.
What?
It's gone off. I think it's
has
think,
it?
Yeah, I don't think it's working
are
anymore.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Did you actually watch any of the series, did
I? No, I didn't bother. I read the York Notes version of it.
Yeah.
Much better, I thought. I didn't like their annotations. I just thought they were a bit weird, but, you know. Beggars can't be choosers.
They can't.
No.
They so can't.
But sometimes they can.